initiate countdown. Execute.
Do not touch your dial. We are in charge of this transmission. Squad. Brute Squad. Only on Jackalope Radio.
Greetings, salutations, and once again, welcome to the Brute Squad.
Brute Squad!
Wow.
That was a momentary lapse.
Of a reason?
Well, always.
Great CD.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't even know who I'm talking about, do you?
I do, but that's okay.
No, you don't.
I do.
Who did momentary lapse of reason?
I forgot now.
See?
I did know for 2 seconds.
John Bonham's son, Jason Bonham.
Yeah, but wasn't it called a...
It was called a Momentary Lapse of Reason. It was their breakout CD.
But who was the band? Bonham?
It was Bonham. Yeah. Just Bonham.
All right, well, I'm glad you showed me, you Bonham lover.
Well, the difference is, you know, drummer versus guitarist there.
Difference is taste versus crap. Oh,
wow, dude. Wow. That was actually a really good CD, you freak.
Yeah, if you like something that was pulled out of a damn time machine that sounds like Led Zeppelin.
That did not sound like Led Zeppelin.
Kind of did.
The vocalist did, yes.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
But can you blame him? I mean, he grew up his entire life with Led Zeppelin being upstairs.
Let's just say no to Robert Plant.
No.
Just say no. Except for the Honeydew.
Well, you know, at least he formed his own band. It wasn't like little, you know, Wolfgang who's going to jump on Daddy's coattails.
We won't talk about that either. That's a travesty of darkness.
I think the travesty is they don't have Michael Anthony anymore.
That's what I'm saying. The whole damn thing's a travesty.
I'm sorry. I just cannot listen. It's terrible. I'm a big Van Halen fan. I like Hagar. I like David Lee Roth.
Right.
But I cannot stand listening to him without Michael Anthony's vocals, harmonies. To me, that's
like
the key sound.
I don't like their new album. It doesn't even sound like Van Halen to me. It sounded like weird garbage. I mean, it was just noisy.
Dude, I'd almost listen to the one with David Sharon over that one.
How about we just put Van What the F?
No kidding.
And that'll be.
You know what's so stupid is how childish are they? Do you know how much money they could bank in having a concert starting out with David Lee Roth, ending with Sammy Hagar if they could get over the egos? I mean, it would. It'd be bank.
Dude, too many egos.
Yeah, I was going to say, too many egos, too many divas. It's just not going
to. How many guitarists does it take to change a light bulb?
Apparently too many.
99. One to do it and 98 to say how they could have done it better.
Oh, Lord. It's almost right.
It's
I've heard the same
right.
thing about drummers, though.
True.
Easy. It's not the same.
It is all the same.
Boy, not a really lot of it's funny. I was looking today and I was like, boy, no movie news. I was like, wow, summer is officially over.
It's that
lull.
It's the slow period after San Diego Comic-Con where they've pretty much said everything they're going to say for a while, and now we've got probably a month and a half with little to no news, major news, and then probably, you know, a couple more weeks we're going to get hit with a few things for the end of the year, but
right.
You know, we've got just that lull we always seem to have.
So thank you for tuning in to Brute Squad. We'll be back in 2 months when we actually have something to talk about.
Bye.
Bye. Love you. Thanks for coming in.
Johnny, love you long time.
Yeah. Oh, shut up, Hyundai.
And there go our listeners.
Yeah, there goes exactly.
The three people that wanted to tune in tonight. Dirty.
We got to welcome Todd back.
Yes,
he just went on his
sabbatical
to L.A. How was it, man?
It was fantastic, actually. Fantastic. I had a wonderful time. What can you say about L.A.?
Well, I heard you were going to stay, but you missed me so bad you had to come back.
Well, actually, there's a little truth to that. I don't know what I'd do without you guys, you know. I mean, that's the one thing you have to say. You know, you can talk a lot about, I'm getting the hell out of here and I'm not coming back. But it's always kind of difficult when you don't have your peeps around, you know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have you and Amanda and the guys from Nightwatch and Paul here, who brings that smiling disposition every week to the show. I wouldn't have any of that, man. And that's one of the things. I mean, you have a lot of things in L.A. that you don't have here.
Uh-huh.
I mean, a whole lot of things. I mean, almost.
Oh, no kidding.
I mean, so much stuff there that you don't have here. So many things in L.A. that I can't get here that I what am I saying? Why the hell did I? No, I'm glad I got on the plane because I may have, like, everything in the world I ever wanted except my good friends. So good friends are actually more important in the end than material things.
I'll move out there with you. Does that help?
It would help.
See,
yes.
There you go.
All of you must move out there with me.
But see, I'm more of a Chicago fan, man.
That's because
I love Chicago.
You got crack. You fell down and hit your head.
I do not.
And
have
suddenly you got crack because let me explain. Chicago, cold, rainy, windy, nasty, 80% of the year. And I like Chicago in the summer, right in July and
August.
Okay,
mister, I'm going to film horror movies. Wouldn't that be where you want to go?
No, because you can't film there because it's always... Hell, it's probably snowing there right now. No, it's not September yet. Wait for September 1st. It'll be snowing in Chicago. I like it during July and August. That's the only time I like it there. And that's because I feel sorry for Six Flags. They probably don't get a whole lot of use out of their coasters there because it's half the time it's crap. So I'm like, no. Give me L.A. where it's like one temperature almost all year.
Kind of like Florida.
I'm loving it.
Like Florida. Just not as much to do.
True.
I mean, there is quite a bit to do in Florida versus here.
Well, there is. Yeah, there is, but still.
Versus here in Kansas City.
Where there's Jack and DePepe.
What?
Exactly.
Wow, I don't even know where you went. You're a dream that once was. That's freaking awesome.
Don't try to make sense out of it.
I know. I'm telling you.
Just say okay.
I think, first of all, you know, we do need to talk about the tragedy this week with Joe Kubert. I mean, he passed this week.
Really?
Yeah, he passed away Monday.
I don't
Monday?
Know who we're talking about, but who are we talking about?
Joe Kubert, you know, the art school for comic artists.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about the video game.
No.
Kubert. Get it.
Too soon. Am I not pronouncing that right?
Too soon.
You got it. It's fine.
And we're going to have a comic radio deal, and our producer doesn't even know who Joe Kubert. Nice, Todd.
It's not my fault.
Nice.
Someone stole that idea.
Yeah, I wasn't aware about DC's deal. You were telling me right before the show started.
Well, when the news first came out, DC put out a little announcement, just their condolences, and it was, I can't remember, it was like six or seven lines, and basically said, you know, thanks for his great work on the Before Watchmen that you can pick up now. They basically ignored his Sergeant Rock and everything in the past, and it took about 6 hours before they came back and retracted that initial statement and put out a
pulled
official
the
condolence. Yeah, absolutely.
Hawkman, that was it.
Yeah.
He was best known for the artists of Hawkman and Sergeant Rock. God, he's been around forever.
He gets around.
He started a school in 1976, dude.
Wow.
I was like five. And of course, he's a New Jersey dude.
Of course.
Of course.
Of course. Because aren't they all from the East Coast? The entire comic industry is in the East Coast.
Initially, yes.
It's sickening, man. It's sickening. You know, and it's Kansas City. Can't we have a big, huge, you know... We
get a job in a sideshow. Did you just ask that? Would you really wish that on somebody to come here?
Actually, we've got a decent amount of artists and writers.
We've got great artists,
City.
Yes. Yes,
but,
we do.
Yeah.
But no, initially, and for the first probably 50 years of the industry, most of it was East Coast-based, so it makes sense that he's from that area.
It's true. It is true. Talking about movies, I know they had the announcement that good old Robert Downey Jr. got hurt today or this week, messed up his ankle, and movie's being delayed a little bit.
What are you doing that for? What's wrong with
on the set? I guess he's trying to do his own stunts. I don't know.
Gosh,
they didn't really go in a lot of details. I got to tell you, though, the funniest thing. Kristen Stewart, Miss Twilight? God, you know, I don't usually get in the tabloids, but my God, is she like downward spiraling? Because I was reading today, I guess they were going to do a sequel to the Snow White and the Huntsman.
Yeah, so.
She's out.
She's out!
They retracted that.
Well, they retracted it to the point of saying they're not sure her involvement or the character of Snow White's. But did that movie really do good enough to warrant a sequel?
It did.
I'm amazed by that. I mean, it wasn't a terrible movie. I definitely put it in the not good category.
It wasn't made for you.
Did you like it?
No, I don't know. I didn't really care.
You didn't go see it?
No.
Really?
Or did I? I can't remember if I saw that movie or not, to be honest.
Which pretty much answers the question how good you thought it was. You can't even remember if you saw it. That says everything right freaking there.
I really can't. You're right.
I saw it, and to me, it wasn't that great of a movie at all.
Okay.
But, you know, I was still surprised by a sequel. The fact that they're doing a sequel to that, but not Green Lantern. I was like, really?
Well, would you want a sequel to that Green Lantern?
I don't know. They're still talking about Ryan Reynolds being Green Lantern in the Justice League movie.
I know it.
That pains me, like you would not believe.
Why? Why does it pain you?
I just don't like that guy in it. I mean, I like Ryan Reynolds. I just don't like him in that.
I liked him. I think, you know, you got to look at the director, too. You got to look at the script. I mean, I thought he was fine. He did a pretty good job. He brought more depth than I thought he would, and I didn't hate him. Everyone was so mean to him that I kind of feel like I have to take up for him.
Well, I mean, as an actor, he wasn't bad in it. I mean, you are right. It was mostly the story, because I got to tell you, the biggest problem I had with the whole entire thing was that they had the whole movie based on him having fear,
right?
Which is total the opposite of Green Lantern's character. They would have wrote it that he didn't have fear. I mean, okay, have a little bit, but I mean, he almost was whiny in parts. I don't want my Green Lantern whiny.
Jeez,
it's like all these superhero movies. You always got to have them all whiny and down and
daddy issues.
Daddy issues.
Oh, don't get me started. Why are you guys trying to put me there?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's hear.
No, you don't want to do that.
Well, it is. It's almost every single, you know, that's like, you know, you have the Superman. Mom and Dad, sent me to Earth by myself. Batman, my mom and dad died. Robin, my mom and dad died. Green Arrow, oh, wait, my mom and dad died.
Well, there's reasons for some of that. I mean, with Batman.
Can't you just be a hero because you have a hero's heart?
No.
And still have, like, a nice family Thanksgiving.
No, your parents do have to be dead to be a hero.
Your parents have to be dead.
I think so.
Sorry,
think
Mom. That's a given. Your time's coming. I want to be a hero. Your days are numbered.
You're out of here.
Talking about Arrow.
Yeah, the news today. What was it? John Barrowman is going to now?
He's going to join the cast.
Star?
Dude, I think that's awesome. He's such a great actor.
Yeah.
I'm a huge Torchwood fan anyway.
Okay.
And I really dug the coverage on G4 that he was actually doing all the interviews
Comic-Con,
and all.
Yeah.
They had an interview with him and whatever the guy is that played Matt for Doctor Who.
Okay.
And it was such a weird interview because he's talking and he's like, you know, I'm like the immortal character of Torchwood and you've never had me on your guys' Doctor Who stuff. You know, trying to basically telling him, why is it when Tennant left you won't use me now?
Right.
It was brilliant. I thought it was cool. I thought it was even better that the companion is actually staying at his house in real life.
Nice.
While they're filming. So I was like, wow, you really? If you don't have an inside track there, dude, you're losing your touch. But the fact that, I mean, he's actually an Arrow.
Right.
And that's starting pretty quick, isn't it?
Should start up probably next month.
Let's see. No. October 10th.
Okay. So we're a little ways away, but.
October 10th. There's a lot of good shit. Grimm started this week.
I totally
forgot to set my DVR up for it. I was so pissed. But I did notice that it's being replayed Saturday. So those of you who missed it, it's on Saturdays. But comic-wise, new comics this week? Should we hit that now? What do you think? Should we go into it? What do you think, Todd?
Sure.
God. Thanks.
Right,
new comics.
New comics this week. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Well, it is. It's a hard week this week. I mean, it's really going out there. There's like hardly crap out there. Rorschach came out, number one. Number one, okay, you try pronouncing that name. I'll butcher it.
Brian Azzarello and Lee Bermejo, I believe.
Bermejo. I got to his artwork's freaking amazing. The story's pretty good. It's not bad. I mean, I have to say it's one of the better ones, but I kind of like Rorschach. But the artwork, yeah, it's totally awesome. Green Lantern came out this week. Very disappointed in Green Lantern. It had the return of Black Hand.
Okay.
It's looking like they need more action figures.
Are they changing the colors again?
Because by the end of this, well, the Book of Black actually has a new prophecy, and every page says the same thing. So all of you that haven't actually read it yet, spoiler alert here. I can say this to Paul because Paul doesn't read Green Lantern. But it says Hal Jordan will be the greatest Black Lantern ever. So it's like, oh, one of the Lanterns he hasn't been yet.
Okay.
Wait, no, he has been a Black Lantern.
Briefly.
I'm sure they're going to change the costume somehow.
Well, of course they will.
But very disappointing. I mean, they're bringing back Black Hand, and it was a very non-eventful comic. I really felt let down. You know, but I mean, they can't all be great. Well, I mean, they can't. You always have your ones, but I mean, it was one of those I was surprised when I read it that, yeah, Geoff Johns wrote this. This is it's a very filler.
Well, do you think it's leading to a bigger storyline later on, maybe with the Black Lantern Hal, or do you think it's just kind of, like you said, a fill-in? I mean,
it really felt like a fill-in. I mean, totally, okay. Because it's one of those, Geoff Johns always has a way of, like, putting little things in there that's going to be leading
right.
around a good story.
Right.
There was just no good story in this one, in my opinion. It was just kind of dull.
Okay.
On the flip side, Tomasi and the freaking Green Lantern Corps. Freaking awesome if you guys haven't been reading this one. The big deal to this one is a couple months ago, four or five of the Green Lanterns got captured. And one of the guys, and they're being tortured.
Okay.
And John Stewart's one of them and several others. And one of the guys is a rookie Green Lantern, and he winds up squealing like a pig, basically. And he's getting ready to give away the codes to the force field, which I never quite understood that it was pushing the storyline, but basically the codes to the force field to let the Green Lanterns in Oa.
Okay.
The only way to get him to stop was John Stewart had to sacrifice the guy and break his neck. And it was like, basically it was like, I'm going to kill this guy to save the planet.
Right.
Which for, you know, those reading Stewart, he's always having to make those hard decisions. Why they always pick that character for it, okay, he's already destroyed two planets.
Right.
And now he's, you know, one of the core members. But that's kind of the backstory of it. Well, basically, in the last few issues, the Alpha Lanterns found out about this, and now they've taken him into custody, and now they're having the Guardians basically execute John Stewart.
Okay.
So they're going to actually execute a Lantern.
Right.
Which I think is great, honestly. I mean, the concept of, we're going to execute John Stewart. But we have all these yellow lanterns over here in custody that we're going to just let rot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the only part I find a little iffy about it. But what was kind of interesting in this one is that John Stewart and Guy go under Oa and they find the lab where the Manhunters were made.
Okay.
Where the Green Lanterns were made.
Right.
Where all the different, you know, and they take all these extra parts that... Parts that we don't even know what they were using for. I mean, basically, it looked like a Frankenstein mad lab.
Okay.
Something that you'd see in freaking Aliens or basically like Falling Skies. It was very, okay. Wow, these guys are twisted.
Right, right.
These are not good little blue men. They're definitely not the midget blue men group.
Nice.
And they wound...
Smurfs.
What?
Smurfs.
They're Smurfs. La, 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 la. See what you started?
I did.
But basically, they create this kind of like ultimate manhunter to hunt the Alpha Lanterns.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool. And the guy can build something out of a Rector set was kind of cool. But by the end of the whole battle, basically, they kill every one of the Alpha Lanterns. Well, basically, one of the Alpha Lanterns basically says, hey, you know what? This is wrong. What
right.
we're doing, you're not supposed to kill. So he kills all the Alpha Lanterns. And he says, we have been going wrong. We have been corrupted. And then he wills his ring to blow his own head off.
Wow.
Really? Oh, dude, it's a visual, dude. It's
sure.
I was like, wow. Which really is, and then it basically all their rings get basically stopped by the Guardians.
Right.
So the Guardians basically aren't going to let there be any more Alpha Lanterns because of this third army that's coming down.
Right.
So it's, I really like the way they're playing it out to the point that they're really ushering in the third army and the Guardians are really getting everyone out of their way. So it's more of the point of what's going to happen.
Right.
The thing that really kind of has bothered me is because they have this new African-American or something. I don't know. He's different, Green Lantern.
Right. They've shown brief pictures of him.
But in all the new solicited, it's always that's the Green Lantern they're showing.
Right.
So I'm wondering if something's going to go down with Hal. Because he's supposed to be in the Zero issue,
right,
which would be the prequel.
Yes.
But then I'm seeing him in the solicitations for Justice League and some of the ones after that. So he almost looks like he might be Muslim.
I think that's the way they're going with the character. And I know the Justice League, the solicitation is something about the Justice League is hunting down the new Green Lantern trying to find out what happened to Hal. So as far as the Justice League knows, they have no clue where Hal is, what's happened to him. So maybe we won't know for a while. Maybe that'll be something that's revealed later on down the line.
Yeah, it's just kind of weird to me. It's kind of like,
yeah,
I don't know. It's ever since this whole 52 that, you know, Hal has truly become the stepchild of the DC universe. I mean, he's great in the Justice League titles,
right?
But it's like in Green Lantern, the first issue, he gets fired. The ring he finally gets is because Sinestro makes him one,
right?
So, and it's like he's not even a Green Lantern member; he's a Sinestro member, in lack of a better term.
No, but this to me is kind of a setup to just build him as a bigger character later on down the line. I mean, it's they're breaking him down, they're taking away everything from him, and then at some point, whether it's going to be part of the Third Army, whether it's going to be, you know, whether he's going to come back and recreate the Corps after the Third Army,
which would be kind of cool.
Which would be. So I'm wondering if that's kind of how they're playing it, that they're just breaking him down completely from issue one, and, you know, by the time we get through this Third Army, maybe he'll be the last one standing and be able to resurrect or, you know, be able to recreate the Corps.
Which would be cool.
Yeah.
And see, what's bad is I like the concept of the Guardians.
Right.
I'm just so tired of them being... They walk the line of evil so often.
Yes.
You know, for these guys that are supposed to be the peacekeepers of... It's like, come on, guys.
Well, it's peace at any cost to them. So if they have to step over the line to preserve the peace, they do. In their mind, I think it's justified.
Oh, granted.
But it's definitely not as far as, you know, maybe Hal and his morals or, you know, some of the other heroic morals are.
But to me, they really cross the line when they lobotomize Gathet.
Right.
I was like, really? You're going to take a Blue Lantern Guardian and basically mind screw him to be evil? Like, wow, that's kind of ate up at this point.
Like I said, whatever it takes.
I know. So, Todd, being the Batman fan, and Paul, you as well,
right,
what do you think about all these rumors about the John Blake movie?
It's not a real reality.
You don't think it's ever going to happen?
No. Not going to happen.
All right. I'm just as curious.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it should either.
A lot of people wanted to, but you know what? You
can I don't.
And crap in the other, because it's not going to happen.
How bad is that I don't?
Well, I can understand people on both sides, but honestly, I think it's a good character, and I think this is kind of where they left it perfection. Leave it alone.
That's kind of where I'm at. I don't want to... I just... It's a bookend. We're done. Three.
Right. Okay, my question is, how many more months is it going to be before John Blake is introduced in the comics? You know that's coming at some point.
I don't know. They really didn't do a lot. I mean, it took them forever to get Chloe in there.
True.
And as soon as they put her in, they took her out.
But look at Harley. I mean, they got her in there fairly quickly after she was on the animated series. You know, they've integrated a lot of these characters.
But Harley was different.
Yes.
Harley went, I mean, she went viral.
Yes.
I mean, absolutely. Everybody wanted, you know, Harley thought, I mean, I don't see people going out and getting tats of John Blake.
No, but
I think a lot of people realize, okay, that's just a fake Dick Grayson.
Right.
See, I don't think you're going to see him. I think he's one of those characters you probably won't.
I could see him being on the police force. I could see him working under Gordon. I don't think they'd ever go.
I don't think he'd ever be a major. I think he might be a guy in like one or two issues.
Yeah, they could just get rid of Damian and put him in there. I'd rather have that.
Well, supposedly I read an article where it looks like Damian's, they're talking about shifting him to being more of a less of a prick. Because I think it was one of the last Batman books, you know, that Dick like handed him one of his staffs.
Right.
And I can't remember the quote, but it was basically, you know, you don't need to be trying so hard.
Well,
got the costume.
Well, the whole thing was Damian's been trying to fight all the other Robins to prove he's the best. And he fought Tim, he fought Jason, and Dick's like, you know what? I'm not going to fight you. Just take it. I'm not going to mess with you. It's not worth the time. You know, you're this young kid that thinks you're better than everybody here. Just take it, put it on your wall, put it in your trophy case. Say you beat me. You know, he's just preserving the peace a little bit. He's trying to just let it go and move on. So, I don't know.
I think he just didn't want to whip his ass.
Well, there may be that, too.
Because Dick would have whipped his ass.
Well, but surely Tim and Jason could have, too, if they'd really
I want to say that, because I really think Dick can take both of them.
Well, probably.
I mean, Dick was the original.
This
He's
comes
more
from
time.
A fan, of course.
Oh,
you know,
true.
But I have to say one thing.
Oh, really? Because Batman can't beat everybody.
Yes, he can.
See what I'm saying?
Don't make me slap you.
Mr. Fans.
Hold on. I got to say one thing about this Damian thing. One of the big sticks in my craw, not only the fact that he's an a-hole, and he killed somebody and got by with it, and no one seems to care. Not only
that,
the fact
that
he's that against
pisses
type,
me off.
But the fact that really everyone else got a reboot except Batman, who's stuck with this Elseworlds situation that never was real. I mean, he never should have had a kid with Talia al Ghul. This is the part that gets under everyone's skin. Anyone
I don't think
I've
they've even
to,
come out for sure saying that he has.
Well, Damian is his son by Talia, from what I understand.
But they're saying just DNA. They don't know if he was a clone. They don't know if it's something Ra's al Ghul created. They
but
don't know if
again,
he was really,
really
born from her. People think that he might have just been a...
A clone now. That makes it even better. Really?
Well, not a clone, but like they basically made a milkshake with his DNA and Talia's, and that's
well,
what
my
you
point
get.
Is, though, is that it's just not... It's too far-fetched. Why can't we just have, you know, the characters we love back? Why can't we just have the Robin that we knew? Why did they have to go and change everything like that? Because everyone else got a restart and a fresh back mm-hmm. history, except Batman, who, out of the whole universe, kept all the baggage.
Right.
And that's frightening and frustrating, because Bob Kane, you know, God rest his soul, would have never approved, I think, of a Robin that would have murdered someone. It would have never, ever been approved.
Well, if so, he would have probably approved it, but he never would have been Robin after that moment.
Well, I don't even think he would have approved it, actually. I mean, unless he made him go nuts and turn into a villain.
That's what I'm
maybe,
saying.
But
that's what I'm saying.
I just don't see... See, Bob Kane, I think, in his heart, was trying to hold those characters at a higher level, morality-wise. And I don't think it was a very nice thing to do to just make it a... Oh, well, it's different now. It's a sign of the times. Well, why is it different? Why do our heroes have to bend to match a crappy, immoral society? Why can't our heroes stay firm in their morality and in their integrity and in their honor and say, okay, the rest of the world sucks even more now. We're needed more than ever, and we're going to stand as pillars for the community and for everyone to look up to. I mean, of course a hero's going to fall from grace every once in a while, but why do they have to always be like, well, it's not realistic enough. Let's make him do this, and let's make him do that. Next, Robin's going to be shooting up in the bathroom. I mean, what the hell? Why do we have to go down that road? Why can't we just have our characters? Why can't there be heroes in this world that can actually stand up against oppression for once, you see, and stand against it? And that's my biggest frustration, because they're like, yeah, well, Damian's a flawed character. Then he shouldn't be frickin' Robin. End of story. That's how it should be.
No, I agree with you 100%. And you bring up a good point, though, about the baggage. Because we're talking about a Batman that's been around for, you know...
The
30s. No, I'm talking about just in this new 52. He's only supposedly been around for 5 years.
10.
Oh, is it 10 now?
Well, they said it was 10 from the beginning. That the first five, he was kind of working in the shadows. That was the...
Pre-Justice League
well, that
years.
That was the urban legend Batman. That was the when Dick started and all that. And then when he got to the Justice League, that's when he went public.
Gotcha.
So it's been roughly 10 years. But still, that's a lot of time, or that's not a lot of time to have four... Basically, four Robins and all those storylines to go through it. So,
oh, I agree, and it's junk.
Junk.
It's junk. You know, we're about that time.
We're at that time.
You know what? We're going to be going to break here, but come back here in a few minutes for a little bit more with the Brute Squad.
Brute Squad. Oh, oh.
We'll be right back.
Squad! Welcome back to the Brood Squad. We got Amanda here tonight. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
She's like our spokesmodel. Just hold comics in the corner. There you go. That's what we need.
Our spokesmodel for the radio.
Our blogger. She's our spokes blogger.
Okay.
There you go.
You're a booger? Did you say booger?
I'm
no.
Kick you in your
oh.
Stop it!
Golly. Thank you, Johnny, for the protection.
Stop
there.
It. Gosh.
You know, you can't get good help.
I know. Something or another. I don't know.
Or something or another. But no, going back, you know, before the break, we were talking about Damian and Batman. And okay, even if Batman's been around for like 10 years,
right?
Really, that doesn't make sense to have had four Robins in that time frame.
It doesn't.
And you bring up a good point about the reboot. You know, okay, I like that they have Dick as Nightwing. But the whole point is they de-aged Bruce.
Right.
I mean, Dick's basically, what, like 21, 22 now.
Yeah.
So, you know, Tim obviously is super young. And they've even almost got Tim and Jason close to the same age.
Well, they've got all three of them. I mean, Dick's probably in the early 20s. Jason's like 2 or 3 years younger than him. And then Tim's about
15. Never makes sense.
No, it doesn't really.
Well, Tim being 15, it's that's Damian 15, is what's 16. Throwing it off to me. And that's just because I hate him.
Right.
It's just a point. Well, I mean, I hate him, but it's the point of, what is he, a 13-year-old Robin killing people?
He's 10.
You got a 10-year-old kid killing grown adults. Mathematically, they don't even have enough muscle weight on that little kid to have actually hit doing what he's doing.
He was trained by the League of Assassins, though. I mean,
it's not like going to magically make him have muscle weight.
Not muscle weight, but skill, and you know, I mean, it would be plausible to teach somebody with a lesser body mass to be able to take somebody.
Oh,
down.
Granted, I'm just
it leads to
the stuff he's doing is like really
right.
It doesn't help with the believability,
right?
And mostly the age. I mean, a 10-year-old Robin running around the town,
right?
Okay, Batman, I mean, that's really responsible. What if Gotham had a curfew of 10 o'clock? And every time Robin went out,
it wouldn't matter.
Batman would get a citation for having a minor out after
he's a vigilante. What does he care?
That's right.
He's going to do it whether he's got permission or not.
It's true.
Expect my authority.
Expect my authority. But no,
I'm above the law.
New Nightwing came out. Freaking stellar. Once again, I can't talk enough about the Nightwing. I really like it.
You just like Nightwing.
It does have Damian in it.
I got to tell you a story. This is just for you, Johnny.
You got a story?
Here I am at Universal Studios, right? Wandering around, having a great time, walking around,
okay.
Checking stuff out. Turn around, and there's a Supergirl standing next to me. And I'm going, wow, I'm in the wrong spot. This is supposed to be Marvel, you know, characters here.
At Universal?
What the heck's going on with Supergirl? And all of a sudden, I turned to my other side, and there's Nightwing. And he looked great. He was one of the coolest looking Nightwings I've ever seen. He looked like he stepped right out of the comic, okay?
Really?
Did you find out where he got his costume?
He made it. It's amazing. And we talked for a little bit, got a picture. So I'll post the picture up on Facebook one of these days so you can see it. But I did get a picture with him because I think, what a cool, cool thing. I made the rental car guy, not the rental car, the, what do they call him, the valet, take the picture, who was standing behind me. Because I was over by Frankenstein parking.
Nice.
And I made him take a picture. And these guys were in from New York doing a cross promotion with a couple of comic shops, including Things from Another World right there on Universal City Walk.
Right.
Which is one of the greatest comic stores ever because they don't hardly have any comics. That's what's cool about it. They got the ones you really want, and who cares about the rest? They got like toys, and more toys. And I have a bone to pick since I'm on the subject now that I've gone to a whole new topic. They had the Cylons from the Battlestar Galactica Migos.
Really?
That we should have.
They had the retro ones?
Yes. And they are gorgeous. The green one and the silver one. They had them. So
green and silver? I thought it was gold and
silver. That's what I said. Didn't I say? No, I said green. All right, gold and silver.
Okay.
Gorgeous figures. I mean, stunning. The detail is great. And they look better in person than they do in those pictures.
Really?
Unbelievable. The armor, parts of the armor come off, and you know, they're just really nice figures. Really, it's as if Mego had made them.
See, I just didn't worry about getting them for myself because
I remembered that you said you were going to get them in the store, though.
Yeah, I just haven't gotten. They haven't come in my. I have to check my invoice next week. I know I got a lot of figures coming in.
Yeah, you need to slap somebody.
See, I got all the 12-inch ones that was it Majestic Studios did.
Right, right.
God, though, I thought those were great.
Those are sweet. Yeah.
Those are beautiful. I got the whole. I got every one of those, but I haven't gotten. Oh crap.
Well, they also had the Doctor Who
the Pegasus Migos. The Pegasus Commander.
Oh, yeah, yeah. the Doctor Who Migos, Tom Baker.
Mm-hmm.
They had his Migo, and I'm like, dude, why the hell? What the hell is going on? And I got a feeling that because we're in the Midwest, I think your rep is poopy. I'm just going to say that. I'm just going to throw that out there. I think you have a poopy rep.
I didn't order the Doctor Who ones.
I thought you did.
Not the Doctor. I don't tell you the truth. My store really doesn't do a lot with the Doctor Who stuff.
You would sell
stuff.
Those because they're nowhere else. I guarantee you, I could get the people.
I'm not even right now. I'm not even selling the Star Trek ones, and I got quite a few of those.
Well, I know, but that's because those were everywhere. That's the problem. You need to get some stuff that you can't find anywhere else. And if you get Doctor Who in there, and they're not even carrying those at Hastings, you're the only guy to get them from.
That is true.
I mean, that's the point. I mean, it's true.
It's like
me
and the Hot Toys
and
Sideshow. I'm about the only one in the area now.
Right, right. And that's the way to do it. And because if you look at the Doctor Who ones, I mean, those there's a lot of Doctor Who fans, and there's only one place you can buy them, and that's what I would do. I mean,
yeah.
just talking out. And I haven't seen the Battlestar Galactica stuff or the KISS ones. Those KISS ones never came anywhere here. They got one shipment at Hastings, gone, never came back.
Right.
And they got the 12-inch and the 8-inch, and those are pretty reasonable.
I remember those.
Those are reasonable priced, really. I mean, for what they are, $20, $19.99 a pop.
Right.
Right.
That's not bad. And the big ones aren't even bad. They're like $39.99 or whatever for those 12-inch.
Which aren't bad. Yeah, that's pretty good. That's decent.
That's about as much as they were in the day. So mm-hmm. I'm like, hell, man, let's just try to find those. But, yeah, I mean, my only thing was, you know, and I didn't have the money to get them, but I was just drooling on them. They were so beautiful. And I'd just like to be able to see, because you're such a hardworking guy with such a great comic store, I would like to see you get a little more respect from your local. You know, it's just like Paul. Paul's been looking for Two-Face from that animated weird-looking collection for a long time.
Right.
I got the Two-Face. I meant to bring it up here and show it to you. You know why I got it? Because it's hanging right there at Walmart. It's not hard to find at Walmart. They had Mr. Freeze and they had Two-Face. The price on them was $5.96. And that's Los Angeles, okay? And I get so frustrated because I'm like, well, why the hell wouldn't they carry those here? That's because they're probably sitting in a back room somewhere, or they're just not being sent to the Midwest.
I'd say it's probably the latter, just not being sent out yet, that it'll be towards Christmas before there'll be a
well,
shipment.
This one over here, I know for a fact, gets... I mean, right now, they put out a bunch of shirts that have been in the back room for 3 months.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting there, just in a box. Oh, and they finally found a couple of movies last night that, guess what the street date on them was? 7/26.
Of course.
And they found them
on
8... What was it? 8/13.
That's
good job.
Right.
Good job, guys.
Right.
Good job, Walmart.
That makes sense.
It's crap. It's crap, and I feel like we suffer for it. So, Johnny... I'm pulling for you, man. Let's get some really strange stuff that you can't get anywhere but at your store. That's what we need to do. We need to get the Happy Hooker Goes to Washington Migo. And the only place to get it is at Johnny's store. All right, maybe I'm pushing a button a little too far there.
Is that the Amanda one?
Ha! Ha! Ha!
Wow. I'm sorry.
Does it have a
I'm
moly,
sorry.
Moly, 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 moly?
I'm sorry. You said happy.
No, that's awesome. That's awesome.
That's funny.
But like Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein and a bunch of those are coming out on Blu-ray. Good luck finding those in Kansas City.
Oh, I got to get those, dude.
Those are great,
I'm a big Abbott and Costello fan.
Well, and they're putting out the original Universals.
Those.
Have you seen that? The Universal box set? All the Universal monsters are coming in one Blu-ray box set.
Well, see, I have them all in the box sets.
I do, too.
When they came out, the Dracula, the Frankenstein. I love those.
I do, too.
It's like six or seven movies in each one.
Can you imagine the quality on Blu-ray? Oh, my God.
Yeah, see, mine are just regular DVD, which was amazing anyway.
But those are coming, and good luck finding them. I guarantee you it's going to be a crapshoot.
Well, did you see the Avengers box set they're coming out with?
Yeah.
That is coming out with like a case that looks like the Cosmic Cube case.
Right, right.
And you open it up and it comes out with, well, I think it's Iron Man, Thor, Cap. It's like all the movies.
All of them.
And they got the Helicarrier one too that flips open.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll
be interesting.
I do want to put out, okay, I'm going to complain about something. Not
no,
that I don't
not
do
not you,
that.
No.
Yeah, I wonder where I get that from. No, the new 52 figures, you know, the Batman came in a while back.
Right.
Terrible.
And it wasn't bad, but I got to tell you, the Aquaman and Green Lantern came in recently.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. The size difference in these figures are killing me. Because how is it that this is the same company, DC Direct? And it's funny because when they first started out, they had a little bit smaller figures. You know, like when you had the Infinite Crisis figures, you had the... All those little lines there, the Justice Society figures they did. And then they started coming out with the Green Lantern line and the Justice League line.
And they
kind of made them a little bit bigger, and they were more of a deluxe figure.
And they were all pretty much uniform, too. I mean, they were all
same scale.
Right.
And then I noticed that these new ones almost look like Teen Titans figures compared to them.
Yeah.
I was like, I was so disappointed.
Well, they're younger. They're in the new 52. They're younger.
The new 52 universe is all in different, you know, the whole world's in a different scale.
Right, it is.
Yeah, it's 1/4 scale universe. But I was really disappointed. I mean, I got to tell you, the artwork, you know, on the boxes is great.
Right.
The whole design of them. The figures themselves, the sculpting, the color, everything's great on them.
I don't know.
Just if you put them on the shelf, though,
yeah,
they're going to look like crap with any other DC Direct because they look, you have Superman and Batman who look like tiny titans.
Right. You know, I was looking at the Aquaman this afternoon, and I don't remember from the initial couple issues, but I didn't remember him having that thick of a beard. The figure actually has a painted beard.
Yeah, I noticed that.
That just kind of struck me as
Woo!
A little strange.
Woo! Woo-hoo!
Todd farted.
Woo! I did not. Woo! September 4th, ladies and gentlemen, Mad Monster Party on Blu-ray. Woo! That's awesome. I already got mine on order, so I don't know why you're all wooing over there.
What are you talking about, fool?
I already got mine on order. I ordered the action figures for that.
Yeah, I wanted them. You never told me if they came in or not.
They haven't. I ordered a case of them. I'm getting a set of those.
Oh, I'm excited. And when's my
suit
coming
in? What are you doing, freaking Horseshack?
When's my suit? I need to, because he passed away this week.
Did he really?
Yeah. Yes. Horseshack has passed away from
That's
a heart attack.
Two of them now?
It's terrible. Terrible.
Two.
Well,
Epstein.
Yep, Epstein. It's terrible, dude.
No, your costume was ordered. Your costume's not supposed to be till like 1st of October.
Okay, as long as it gets here before I can't use it anymore. Then I'll slap those guys.
Hey, I ordered it.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. Last year was a fiasco. What a fiasco that was. Talking about his local, person.
Distributors.
Yeah, it was a
fiasco. Well, it happens a lot, man. I mean, I'm sitting here and there's times I order comics, and the next thing I know they're canceled. I'm like, how are you canceling brand new comics?
Yeah.
You can't do that.
They do all the time.
Yeah, I
have away with it.
Oh, I know. Freaking Diamond sucks.
We're not going to hold back, Diamond.
No,
we're not. You can lick my plate,
we're not.
You
dumb. But I got to tell you, it's funny because I was noticing the new solicitations. DC came out. It's the 15th.
Yeah.
And, God, I mean, I used to be really excited about DC and the figures, and they have really sucked. God, they blow chunks. I mean, and you cannot tell me that they planned this 52 ahead.
Right.
Because if so, DC would be doing something action figure-wise. I mean, they were pumping out at least one or two lines a month up until 52 was announced.
Yeah.
I mean, they were doing all the Blackest Night figures. They were doing the Brightest Day. And then all of a sudden,
nothing. Several months. And then
basically, they're going to put out a set of six figures
right. In
a year span. They used to do that for one wave.
I know they did.
And I was like, wow, because I was looking. And I remember when they used to have the 13-inch figures. That was so great.
Yeah.
Now we know they've lost the license. They sold the license to Sideshow, which I think is, you know, a disgrace anyway.
You'll buy them, but...
You know, I don't know. It all depends on the price. I have officially decided I'm selling my Sideshow Star Wars collection.
Okay.
All those interested in Sideshow, you know, come see me. They're going to be going. Because I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
I saw the snow dude. I don't know if you saw it yet. The snow trooper dude. I've been waiting for this figure forever because he's like my favorite action figure when I was a kid.
Right.
I thought that figure, even though I'm a Han Solo Boba Fett fan, that snow trooper man was just a badass looking figure. And I was like, oh great, I'm going to get a snow trooper. Finally, 12-inch, and it's like 100 and something, like, because they've jacked up their prices because,
well,
you know, they got to, let's catch up to Hot Toys.
Well, they got to pay that licensing fee for the Stormtrooper or the Snowtrooper.
Yeah. But did you see the gun?
Yeah.
Just to buy his gun is like $160 or some crap.
Just for a piece of plastic.
Just for the gun. You're paying over $100 for a gun accessory for a 12-inch figure.
Right.
How is it costing $100 to make a piece of plastic gun?
That's a very good question.
I mean, is there that much detail in it versus, like, I could go up here to Toys R Us and buy a Star Trek figure for $19.99 that has a gun?
I can't answer that.
Oh, dude, I was pissed. I was.
Answer.
I saw it. I was like, $100 freaking dollars?
Yeah.
For a gun? I was like, I was at that point, I'm done.
I mean,
the IG-88 killed me. It was $200 because they had fiber optic lights in it.
Okay.
You really, that's going to cost you that much? And then this, and I was like, oh, you guys are getting ridiculous.
Well, but that's after they put out, you know, 30 different clone troopers with different colored helmets and
everything else you can do with it.
Right.
I'm excited my Mirror Master shipped.
Did it?
Yeah.
Okay.
For the Maddie collectors out there. He looks freaking awesome. Of course, you know, I've been hearing a lot of complaints about their shipping.
Again?
Yeah, well, a good friend of ours in the store, Joe, you know, his a Metron, when he got it in, the paint was all just mashed on the face. He had to return it.
Right.
My Red Rocket, Rocket Red, I got to return. I was looking at it this week, and the ankles broke. Nice. I never took him out of the box. And I was looking at him, I'm like, why is something rattling in the box? Because I hadn't actually taken it out of the... Because you get it in the brown box, which is in the white box, and I'm thinking of one of those Russian dolls.
Right.
You know, trying to open the stupid thing up. And I open it, and I'm looking at it, and the freaking ankle's broke. I'm like, really?
Yeah, but the question is, if you send it back, are you going to get a replacement?
The question. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the point, because I know a lot of those figures are already sold out with them. So, we'll see. I may not. I mean, I may just have to live with it.
It depends on where it's broke, too, whether it can be fixed or whether...
It's missing the outside part of it. So, it's not like the foot itself is broke. It's like one of the side panels never got put on the figure. But it's enough that it's like it annoys me.
Right.
I'm not going to pay for a figure and have it all jacked up.
Is it funny that they released the Batman Dark Knight Returns Blu-ray DVD the same day as the Avengers? Is it funny?
No, it's sad.
I'm excited because I think I'll be buying the Dark Knight Returns that night. If I have to choose one, guess which one I'm taking.
So is the Dark... But is this going to be Dark... The yeah, are they doing a trilogy pack?
Oh, God, it's gorgeous, man.
Now, what's
this,
in it?
This is the... well, this is the Dark Knight Returns Part 1.
This is the animated... The first part of the Dark Knight Returns animated movie.
Okay.
Blu-ray, yeah. DVD, Ultraviolet.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
What have you heard when they're going to release...
Dark Knight Rises, I expect a Christmas release.
Okay.
But it may go further.
When's Avengers coming out on Blu-ray?
September 26th? Something like that. It's into September.
I'm just trying to figure out which one I want to get.
I'm thinking Dark Knight Rises is probably going to be right around Thanksgiving, or between Thanksgiving and Christmas, right in that time frame. I know they've put out some movies like that
I could totally see it coming out the week before Christmas.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
they'd be smart if they did that. But then again, it's weird. They've kind of dropped the ball on some of the marketing. I've thought on a little bit of this stuff with the Dark Knight Rises. So I'm not sure they'll do it. But I'm hoping. My fingers are crossed, and I'm praying that this happens. It's got to happen. I mean, I think we need. Yeah. I'd love to have it by Christmas.
Are you gonna get the full blown Avengers box set?
No, why? I've got them all.
See, I don't yet.
So I don't have them in Blu-ray. I have them all on DVD.
See,
I got Cap and Thor in Blu-ray.
See, the only one I got was the original Iron Man. I haven't picked up any of the others yet. So it, depending on the price, it may be better
for
me
to
just get the box set. Yeah, to get the case.
See, I'm one of those, I love the behind-the-scenes stuff almost as much as the movies. I'll sit there and watch that crap for hours. So I'm really at that point, I think I want to get it.
Right.
Of course, it'll probably. But I think it's like $150.
If you don't have all the others, I'd say do it. You know, but if you do have all the others, what's the point of really doing that?
Exactly. I mean, unless there is, you know, just a ton of behind the scenes features or special features on those discs that you don't already have. But even then, that's kind of a stretch. I mean, if you've already got the movies, why?
Yes.
Why buy?
See, I have all of them. I just haven't replaced them all with Blu-rays.
Right.
Because I'm not a big fan in replacing everything in Blu-ray.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to, don't get me wrong, but I'm one of those, is I went through all that crap of replacing all my VHS to just DVDs. And now it's like switching all this to Blu-ray, and it's like, ugh.
Just about the time you get done, they'll come out with something new.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at now, you know? It's kind of like, well, you know, the next thing is just you're going to be able to download into whatever your device is. You won't even have anything else.
Yeah.
Because you get better quality not having to print it on anything.
Exactly.
Man.
It is.
It's the way it's going, though.
Hey, one thing on comics, you know, another big week for Marvel because the Avengers versus X-Men Round 10 came out. The big noticeable thing on this one is basically they're down to just Cyclops and Emma now. The biggest part, those of you catching up, is anytime one of the heroes falls, like Namor, He basically took out Wakanda.
Okay.
And after that, all the heroes jumped on him, Thor, everybody. And, and of course, there's been sacrifices along the way. Thor's been taken out. Miss Marvel's been taken out. And but the coolest part is Ileana has made the prison for the Avengers. She actually brought... This was Volcano. And she actually dropped a portion of Limbo in it. So they're actually really prisoned in hell.
Okay.
So I was like, wow. So I was like, interesting story arc. I have to say I'm enjoying this because I know that as soon as it's over with, I'm going to probably cancel all my Marvel titles.
Yeah. Well, you've said that for a while. I mean, I know you've dropped some of your X-Men titles.
I've dropped a
lot. Yeah.
I mean, I have dropped a lot. At this point, you know, I went from probably getting 20 Marvel titles to I think I'm down to 6.
Yeah.
And it's just little by little. Just I don't like the gimmicks. You know, I want a good... And that's... God love DC. I got to tell them... Yeah, this whole 52 is a gimmick. But I got to tell you, I do like the fact that I'm not having 20 million events right now.
Right.
And there's not a lot of crossovers.
They're starting.
But the crossovers are like within their own books.
Yes.
You know, I don't mind the Bat family's a Bat family.
Yes.
I don't mind a crossover between the Bat families. I don't even mind a crossover every now and then with Green Arrow and Superman or that. Those were fun for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that is a good way as a marketer. You know, hey, people aren't reading Green Arrow. Let's do a crossover with Superman. People may turn around and say, wow, this is a good book. This is a good writer. I know I like Superman, but this is kind of good stuff.
Right.
I don't mind that. I just don't like the, okay, you have 12 X books for this miniseries. You have six of the Avengers versus X. And then you have all these crossover battles and all the X-Men, right. All the Avengers titles. And it's like, my God. And they can't just have one event. Because they have this event at the same time as the Spider-Man event, at the same time as the Daredevil event.
Right.
And it's like, really? It's freaking ridiculous. But, no, I mean, basically it looks like, but going back to what I was saying, is basically every time somebody falls, the power goes to someone else.
Okay.
So Namor, his power, the Phoenix, has left him now, and it got split up between the rest of them. Now, Ileana and Colossus got into a fight. Their power went to Cyclops and Emma.
Okay.
Now the next issue is Cyclops needs more power to fight Hope. So it looks like he's going to try to strip the power for Emma, which will probably break them up, I'm sure.
Oh, it will.
I don't know, because they're saying there's going to be a big... Somebody's supposed to die at the end of this.
Right.
Of course, most of the major players are all in one of the teams, so I'm not sure who it's going to be. Part of me almost wonders if they're not killing off Xavier again. You like that again part, right?
It's comics. It's going to happen.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, I'm really just done with this whole... I mean, when they're going to actually... Cancel Uncanny X-Men.
Right.
I mean, and then they're going to have Uncanny Avengers.
Right.
And new... I mean, I just... It's the stupidest gimmick I've ever heard of.
It won't last.
I'm just tired of them canceling titles to get new number ones anymore. I mean, at least DC did it across the board. Now, something I noticed... I don't know if you went through the new solicitations.
Yeah.
But I really didn't see any new titles again. I figured after the Zero issue, they'd be like cutting like half of them out and bringing all brand new ones.
I think they're going to wait a little bit longer.
Which, you know, I got to give them credit for that. I like that they are.
They're trying to give everybody their due time. I mean, some of them that they've canceled already, I think they kind of knew up front they probably wouldn't last.
Well, but they had to use the name again, so they didn't lose the trademark.
And they got the 6 issues out so they could do their trades. From a marketing standpoint, that's probably the best way to go. But
do 6 or 12 issues and be done with it.
And then go on.
I agree. You know what? I think we're getting close, aren't we? We're about out of time.
We're out of time.
Yeah. Hey, one thing I do want to say going out real quick here. For those of you who aren't aware of it, KC Super Halloween Comic Con Spectacular. We're actually going to have a new convention coming in. It's going to be October 20th. They're really going to try. I talked to the guys, Dave and all, and good guys. What they're trying to do is put together a convention that's just comics for the day and, like, have some costumes, have some good stuff for the kids. And kind of
costume contest.
I think it's going to be kind of cool. They're going to have face painting, some entertainment. It'll be pretty neat. If you want info on this, really, check either come to my store. I got plenty of info on it. Or go out to kcsupercomicshow.com. So once again, www.kcsupercomicshow.com. And I think it's going to be fun. We're going to be out there.
I heard he's tying me up and throwing me in the trunk.
No, Nightwatch may be out there.
Oh, true.
I'm trying to hook you guys up.
True.
You know, have Nightwatch, have Brute Squad, you know, have the whole fam out there. It'll be good times.
It'll be good, as long as we still have a studio.
We will. Once again, I want to thank Jack Loeb Radio for having us on here and everyone out there listening. And we'll be back next week. Same Brute time.
Same Brute channel.
Good night from the Brute Squad!